This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to people on the occasion of agricultural festival Nuakhai. In a social media post, the president said that the festival is an occasion to express gratitude to the farmers of the country. The Prime Minister, in his message, expressed gratitude to the country's farmers and appreciated their efforts for the society. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh today to take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. During his two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. Upon arrival today, Dr. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in the Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today attended the launch of a documentary on newspaper Mumbai Samachar in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said, "No other country in the world has as many languages as India and no other foreign language has grammar like Indian languages." Mr. Shah called upon people to teach their mother tongue to children in order to preserve culture and civilization. People from all walks of life took to streets in various parts of Kolkata city today as the R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case is coming up for hearing in the Supreme Court tomorrow. A team of doctors flew black balloons and marched from NRS Medical College and Hospital up to Dharmatala. The rally, called by Joint Platform of Doctors, was attended by senior and junior doctors along with health workers and medical students. Parents of the victim also joined the rally. The Press Information Bureau, PIB's fact-check unit, has warned against a scam in which fraudsters are seeking 8,000 rupees as registration fee under the PM Kusum Yojana. It said a counterfeit letter of approval is being sent to people claiming that their application under the scheme will be granted after paying a registration fee. The government has denied any such claims and said that the letter is fake. Foreign investors pumped over 11,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in first week of September. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 10,978 crore rupees into equity markets and 367 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 11,345 crore rupees this month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the depression over west central and adjoining northwest Bay of Bengal has moved northwestwards and lay over northwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal. It is now 150 kilometers south-southeast of Puri, Odisha. And in Asia Cup hockey, defending champions, India beat hosts China 3-0 at Hulunbuir today. Sukhjeet Singh, Uttam Singh and Abhishek scored in each of the first three quarters to secure the victory in India's opening match. India will take on Japan in their next fixture tomorrow. And the quadrennial extravaganza, Paris Paralympics 2024, will conclude late tonight. For India, this edition will be remembered as a historic milestone as the nation achieved its best ever medal tally. The Indian contingent secured an impressive 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medal tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.